Founding Father John Adams once said, "Our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." Today in America, we are awash in immorality. One of those areas involves the controversial LGBTQ plus agenda, which is at odds with a traditional understanding of natural law. Anne Edward, formerly known as Ann Polk, heads up Restored Hope Network, which is a consortium of Christian ex-gay groups. It has replaced Exodus. Anne says, quote, "I know it's possible to be set free from sexual confusion because that is my story. It is the testimony of thousands just like me," end quote. And Edward now joins us on this particular program to discuss what she calls trans medicine, and also to discuss efforts to minister to transgenders, which is, of course, a part of the old LGBTQ, the whole LGBTQ movement. And welcome back to the program. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's a privilege to be with you, Jerry. Thanks so much for having me.
Sure. Well, how about an opening statement about transgenders and how this issue has just kind of exploded on the culture today?
Well, it really has exploded on the culture. There have been some steps towards it in early education. There's a whole background and support for it in libraries. And there's a lot of money behind this as well. It's been tracked through some people who've done the research. There are billionaire and millionaire transgender identified business persons who are behind this as well. And so once the gay strategy of supporting gay marriage was done, all of a sudden that burden gone, the turn was towards transgenderism and influencing kids. And years ago, even long years before this, 10 years ago at least, they were trying to bring into elementary and pre-elementary ideas about you can be born in a body that's not meant for you. You can be born in the wrong body. And what is your pronoun? And all that sort of pressure was hitting all of Hollywood, but also everybody else. And now recently there's been pressure on even medical schools to not acknowledge that there's a binary of physical reality, that the sex types are only two. It's male and female. Everything else is imaginary or created by a sense of a person's ideas about themselves, not concrete reality. And so we've entered into a pretty scary place when reality can be divorced from facts and truth. And I'd call it a crisis of truth. I'd almost say that we're in almost a post-truth society. The Christian God is based upon, created everything that we know, and the ideas are based upon the fact that we can study what is in science and know a bit about the God who created us, the intelligent design. Intelligent design points to an intelligent being and a personal being. We're personal. And so there's a lot of deduction that happens in apologetics and understanding about who we are that leads a person towards the God of creation. But in this current culture, in the post-Christian world, in the post-modern world, in what I'd call the post-truth world, we're in a place where we've divorced reality or a sense of being from reality. Let's just put it that way. God, our God is the God of reality. He's above reality. He can do additional things. He's supernatural. He's not just natural, right? But the thing about it is the transgender world has essentially, an ideology has divorced who a person is from their very body. So there's this disunity between reality, facts, and science that's inherently a part of the transgender medicine movement.
Well, you have a fact sheet from Restored Hope Network called Trans Medicine. It's something you wrote up, and one of the quotes you have in this says, "Compassion requires us to protect children from ideologies that lead to serious lifelong medical and mental health challenges. Elaborate on that, if you would.
Well, what's happening right now, this gender-affirming pathway, and I put that in air quotes, essentially, it is the surgical and chemical mutilation of bodies of kids that erupts from and comes from this whole gender ideology movement. Honestly, the outcome is taking little people who believe in they're created to understand concrete things. I, as a homeschool mom at one point, I really studied learning theory and classical understanding. And kids, they begin to comprehend in very concrete ways. Like when they do math, they need to see the numbers, they need to play and touch things. And they're concrete thinkers, and yet the whole trans movement is trying to embed false ideology into kids that age where they believe that it's somehow true that they can be born in the wrong body. What's the outcome of that? The outcome is that you're talking about surgically modifying bodies to go along with whatever the moment, the thought of the moment is for that child. And at the same time, they say, well, you can be a boy today and a girl tomorrow. Well, our bodies don't adapt like that, and yet they're pushing adaptation to bodies. And what they mean by that, of course, is surgically removing body parts that are healthy and would grow into natural and normal, you know, future existence. They're cutting off the future and the hope, the next generation of that child. It's almost like population control, quite honestly. I mean, if you take away the ability for young children to grow up, fall in love, be able to enjoy pleasure in their marriage, and also produce children, you're taking all of that away by superimposing this ideology onto kids who believe trusted adults.
And this stuff can't be undone. I mean, for example, once a child has gone through, you know, mutilation or whatever, gone through surgery to remove certain parts or whatever, they can't undo that. It's done. No. It's permanent damage. It's horrible.
Right. It is. Once you've removed healthy breasts and various other parts, they're gone. They cannot just be replaced and put a new one on. There can be a lot of scar tissue, a lot of pain. Even women who have to go through that process because of breast cancer find themselves in a lot of pain. And we're putting children into that scenario with healthy breasts. And honestly, the regret that's coming over some of the older teens and young 20s is when they finally go, whoa, what's happened to me? By that time, they have a lot of regret. Some of these girls and young men have gone through it. Once you remove the potential to recreate, it is gone. That cannot be fixed. It cannot be undone.
Now, why are they even doing this in the first place? I know there are some who say, well, this is a big industry, and there's a lot of money to be made on the part of, you know, some of these hospitals and so forth where they're doing these quote-unquote transition surgeries. There's also money to be made in big pharma or by big pharma for puberty blockers. But it's more than just the profit motive, correct?
Correct. There is a stated motive that it's a suicide prevention strategy. So if somebody feels as a young person that they're born in the wrong body, then we should help affirm or confirm their confusion. And if we don't do that, the child will take their lives. But actually, when you look at the data behind that claim, it's not supported by research. In fact, some of the research done actually shows that kids are increasingly suicidal because of that pathway. And in fact, a very large study, one of the best, was done in a Northern European nation. And they had the entire registry of people who identified as trans and or cross-sex. And after surgery, after 11 years, there was a 41% completed suicide rate. 41% is people successfully taking their lives after running into reality at the end of this lie. And depression and anxiety increase, some of the most serious measures, in fact. So it's not real that people are saying that you have to do this or your child will commit suicide. In fact, the rates are much higher for those who go down that pathway. And it doesn't help, especially if you have untreated anxiety or depression. In that case, it doesn't really help resolve that because they're ignoring it and just putting a child on a chemical and surgical pathway that has nothing to do with their resolving anxiety and depression. And so it leaves that untreated, which is another danger. And most European nations are now pulling back from the pro-transgender medicine pathway as a result.
Wow. Okay. We only have 3.5 minutes left. It's hard to believe it's gone by so quickly. But how about a comment about puberty blockers? What are they? How do they work? Why do you discourage them?
Well, puberty blockers, they claim that they buy time, but they actually derail normal physiological and brain development. They impact, the body is waiting for chemicals that it's been created for. So the male body's waiting for a rush of testosterone, the female body, female hormones. What happens is if that doesn't show up, then there are brain development issues that can happen, spatial recognition, heart attack, osteoporosis. If a girl goes into menopause before she's even had her hormone surge that is part of puberty, her bones will not develop normally. She'll have brittle bones at age 20. So imagine an 80-year-old woman's bone structure in a 20-year-old's body. That's what we're talking about here. So brain development issues, sterility, of course, is one of those risks, but so are things like stroke and heart attack.
Are people told about these risks? I mean, you never hear about this.
Well, the claim is because it's a suicide prevention strategy, you either give them all these horrible side effects that are really serious, or they're going to take their life when it's actually not even true in the first place.
Oh, I see.
Suicide prevention.
Wow.
So the waiting is inaccurate. It's a lie purported by some who are really benefiting. Lupron, for example, is one of those tools used in combating male testicular cancer. It's to reduce the amount of testosterone in a male body so that the cancer can be combated effectively. Well, they're giving that to youths before puberty or in the early puberty stage. There are so many other horrors that go along with that, but they can charge a whole lot more money for Lupron if they apply it to youth. It's like 2,000% more costly to apply it to youth, and it's not even approved for that purpose for trans medicine.
Wow, it seems like the government is behind this, the culture at large, certainly the media, Hollywood. And it's really sad because the kids are the ones at risk. We only have about a minute left.
Well, I think people are using a false sense of compassion. We're protecting kids from committing suicide, but actually they're enabling people who are taking advantage of kids to ruin their lives for the future and create a crisis in their lives later on. As well as the medical damage and the suicidal risk and all sorts of other things. They're destroying kids' lives in the same time that they're saying we're being compassionate. And so we just need to call out what is true. And if anybody needs this fact sheet and it goes into more detail and links to the data behind it, you can definitely visit us at restoredhopenetwork.org.
And then there's a particular page or something looking for the transgender fact sheet?
Truly there is. Yeah. You have to go to resources and then go to recommended resources, transgender, and it will be at the top of that page. Or they can contact us and we'll make sure that they get a copy that they can download and print. Everybody needs to have this solid information. Take it to your representative, but also to your school board, to your local doctors, to pediatricians. People are just not getting the information because they're not bothering to read through the depths of the scientific information.
Okay, we're basically out of time, but I thank you so much for letting us know about this. RestoredHopeNetwork.org. Thank you, Ann. All the best.
Thank you.